What up, guys? It is Altered State Podcast. Brandon, John, what's new in the world?
See you guys later.
Yeah, I got nothing either. I got nothing.
Ahsoka continues to
dominate.
Absolutely, yep. Rip. Yep. That Thrawn introduction, man.
Pretty sweet.
Holy shit.
Pretty sweet. Oh yeah, those
night troopers.
Are they dead? Are they alive? Are they a little bit of this, a little bit of that? I love the Japanese.
Oh, they're for sure dead.
All across the board. I didn't know if maybe some just went mad.
I have no. I mean, maybe. What was great? I was talking to some friends about it this week. Yeah, I know. I have friends.
Already a lie.
What can I say? In any of the other Star Wars shows that have happened in the last year and a half or whatever, Thrawn's introduction and the, like, night troopers would have been the coolest part. This show has so much good shit that it's like, and it's awesome. It's still awesome.
It's just a cool part of that
episode. But it's just like, yeah. It's just like, yeah, that was part
awesome.
That's how spoiled we are
right
now.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I thought after all these years, he'd be a little slimmer.
Yeah. That was the little pot belly was,
you know,
meh.
It's all good. It's all good.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. Maybe just lots of water and no food. You know what I mean? Just anyways.
And it's different atmosphere in that galaxy.
I don't
Brandon.
Know how his race digests food, so I'm not one to judge. I got the same look
going. He's got a new diet.
Basically, what I'm
saying
is, I can play Thrawn for Halloween now. I'm comfortable in that Imperial outfit.
Ooh,
it's kind of Nazi-ish. You got to watch where you walk into with that outfit.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to make sure that blue skin's
if
real
blue.
Blue.
I'm okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Blue skin, red eyes.
All good.
We'll let it slide.
All good. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's solid. I mean, I feel like if we start talking about Ahsoka, it's all we'll talk about again. But that's fine, too. That's kind of what we do. We can talk about Blink 182.
Oh.
We could talk about...
Dude. Blink 182.
Yeah, let's go. Neat.
They still got it.
They do. Sounds great. Sounds like they never changed.
What was weird was, like, listening to One More Time, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, holy shit, man, what an incredible song,
right?
Like, it's fine. It's a song.
It's a very honest punk rock song.
Yeah, it's a song. It's straightforward. It's, like, he's not doing anything crazy, but it just feels good.
Yeah.
And that video was just a kick right in the adolescence.
Sure, yeah.
Like,
and it's so simple, but it's perfect. Yeah, it's great because it takes you through growing up.
Yeah, like, cool. It felt like, it's kind of like what I think about when I talk about Star Wars. Watching that video, I felt like I was a kid again.
Sure.
Like, I feel so fucking spoiled right
now. See, that's the weird part. I felt like I was 20, because that's the difference in us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
So, don't get me wrong. I still get the nostalgia and the feels, but it's more of, I don't know, it's not full, you know, He-Man, G.I. Joe takes me full nostalgia, to kid-wise, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Some Transformers, some Voltron, you know, that the Ninja Turtles. That's the full nostalgia run for me. Music-wise, well, I guess if Huey Lewis and the News were up there with a new album making me feel some good stuff. But no, I'm obviously
isn't, you know, can't Huey Lewis not sing anymore?
Yeah, he's got like a throat,
some
type of cancer that prevented him from.
Damn.
Yeah, it's so we'll never get that again.
Mm. It's hard life. We'll also never get Guns N' Roses in St. Louis again.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
You sure that the Gen X and you can't let it slide?
Look, I'm never gonna sit there and say I was a huge Guns N' Roses fan. I dug Guns N' Roses for what they were. I took the side of Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain didn't like Axl when I was 18, so I'm like, well, fuck Axl
Rose.
Fuck
Axl Rose.
And then he fucked us over, so I'm like, I got no problem.
Now extra fuck Axl Rose.
Having said that, I love Terminator 2. So you have to dig at least one song. No, I like Guns N' Roses, but no, that's that doesn't change my life in the least at all. I could care less.
Yeah.
I was never going to go see them. No, I'm good.
GNR was never I was never on that bandwagon. I was never riding that train.
And it's not like they still sound good.
It's not like they ever sounded
good. They never really sounded good. Slash is a great guitar player. End of list.
Yeah. Slash rips.
Yeah.
Axel's an asshole.
And he sounds terrible. you know, I did, anyway, whatever. I don't give a shit. Don't give a shit. Blink 182. I'll go see that. But they're not coming either. That's what happens when you live in a flyover state.
Yeah. Oh, there goes all the fun.
There goes Axel.
Dude, it's crazy that, I mean, not crazy. I guess it makes sense. It feels wrong to me that Kansas City's getting more shows now. Like, when I was a kid, not even when I was a kid, up until, I don't know, 10 years ago, St. Louis was the Missouri destination. 100%. Like, 100%. And most big tours would hit both.
Sure.
But, like, if you were only going to hit one in Missouri, it was always St. Louis.
Because it was easier to get to Chicago. But no,
and now,
yep,
it's Kansas City.
100%.
Barbecue-eating motherfuckers.
People put on pounds eating the toaster ravioli. What are you going to do? You're not wrong. I don't have a backup for that. We've been bitch slapped by our little brother.
Mm.
And he's given us noogies. And we're taking it because mom told us to, basically. We're not doing anything about it. No one's changing anything.
Dude, last night I was, I had to work an event downtown. So I was downtown from like 11 to 2. And I mean like downtown, not like Sula or whatever.
Sure.
It was fucking depressing.
Yes.
To be like, I'm in the heart of downtown.
Yes.
On a Saturday night, on a gorgeous night, and there is nothing but fucking trouble out.
Yes.
Bummed me out.
It is very sad. Yeah. We're not going to fix that on this podcast.
Oh, we're not?
I thought we were
the new local government.
No kidding. Yeah.
I thought welcome to Brandon and John Talk Politics.
We're running for office.
Nah, no one needs to hear that.
I don't want to run for it.
I don't think anyone wants to hear us talk about Blink 182, much less the politics of downtown St. Louis.
Yeah, no kidding. So we'll scratch that out. That didn't happen. What else we got? I know you're not a Walking Dead fan, but I'm digging the new Walking Dead.
Yeah, hit me. What, give me the sales
pitch.
It's
only been two episodes. We don't really know how, but, you know, so the Walking Dead ended. Daryl went out looking for Rick. He found out Rick is still alive.
Okay.
So that's how his journey ended.
And that show ended like 2 years ago, yeah?
It's like a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it was always set up that he was going to do this offshoot show. So it starts off, he's in France for some reason. We don't know how he got there. He was on a boat. He washed up in shore in France.
What?
Yep.
That seems...
It's different, but it's still cool. So he's, lots of guns with bayonets and shit like that. Yeah. There's only been two episodes, so you really don't know why yet. That's going to be the big twist, I'm sure.
The big twist is he's really in Vegas all along.
I doubt that.
In the shadow of a shitty Eiffel Tower.
I mean, you know, it's not really much different than normal Walking Dead stuff, other than they use a lot more mules than horses.
That's the difference between France and America?
That's the main difference. Yeah, mules. I can't think of anything
France
else.
France has more ass?
They have a lot more asses. I'm not going to tell you it's the greatest fucking thing ever, but I'm a Walking Dead mark, so I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, Walking Dead just never did it for... I'm just such a wuss when it... Like, I don't like gore, man.
I usually don't either, to be honest.
It's
I'm not
just
a big
not
horror,
my thing.
I mean, I like horror movies in general, but... Most of the horror movies I like are the popular stuff.
Right. I like fun horror.
Sure.
I don't gore
deep dive.
I don't do body horror. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I did as a kid. I loved watching Faces of Death. But that was just, I feel like, a 90s thing.
Yeah, that was some shit.
It was.
It was not for me.
No, I didn't enjoy it. Well, I kind of, enjoy is the wrong word. It intrigued me. I'm like, they allow this on video?
No,
they didn't. No,
it
wasn't allowed.
It was when the internet was unregulated.
You could not get it. Well, it was this was like I had a, we had tapes. This was still like tapes. Yeah, popping in the VCR. Yeah. Yep. That's how old I am, kids. VCR. No one knows what that shit is. This is a happy podcast. Plight of the City, Faces of Death. Anything else shitty we can talk about?
We could talk about the Aquaman trailer. You know, to keep the shitty theme going.
You would think that was a setup, but that wasn't even planned. Yeah, That was out, what, a week ago? We didn't even bother with that. There's no need to.
It was weird. Like, I remember seeing, you know, scrolling the internet or whatever, and there was – the first thing I saw was a still of Aquaman on a seahorse.
Yes.
Jumping out of the water.
Yes.
And it was just like – that being – that being the first still was everything I needed to know about, like, yeah, why are we doing this?
I don't even know if I have comment on it because it's so horrible. I think
I get my bigger thing is, why are we doing that, but we couldn't get a Batgirl movie that was already in the can with a third of the budget and had Brendan Fraser and Michael Keaton.
Right. Great question.
And a female Latin lead. Like, all of the things that are like, oh, people will show up for this, even if the movie's not great.
Sure.
People will show up for these things.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, no, no. We need to save like $20 million. However, we are going to spend $500 million fucking dollars to make this piece of shit.
Right.
And then when it flops, they're going to say, see, this is why we can't do things. Like, I don't know. I think you're just making bad choices.
I know they're really betting the farm on, you know, James Gunn stuff in the future, and this really doesn't matter, but is this what you want to follow up The Flash with?
Right.
Like, or I guess not. Blue Beetle was the follow-up to that, and now it's like, three strikes, you're out, motherfuckers. Like, someone needs to lose their job. I guess they did.
Well, they did.
But they still put the shit out.
That's like, but that's the thing. They put out the things that they had to spend infinite amounts of money reshooting and doing VFX shots.
Right.
And they won't put out the things that are lower budget because they think it, like, I
don't get it either.
I just don't understand.
But I've never, you know, never said I was a money guy either. So if it makes sense monetarily, maybe it does, but it doesn't make sense just to me, period.
You know what I'm starting to wonder in thinking about it? These things that were scrapped, but were shot and just needed VFX work and more editing.
Right.
In the world of a 6 to 8 to 9 month writers and actors strike, do those projects resurface? Because we need to release something.
Just to have the VFX guys start working on some shit, and they're not striking.
Or just to put something out. Like, it's weird to think that, you know, obviously they got the tax write-off for Batgirl, so if they put it out, they lose that money.
Right.
But, like, they don't have shit to put out.
Right.
Or they won't very soon. So, like,
I mean, I know as far as
does Batgirl accidentally become a summer blockbuster next year?
Yeah. Yeah, because they could make the money back that they're going to have to pay on the tax fines. So.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it'd be the only game in town.
Right. I don't know. There's going to be an awful lot of game shows to pick from on TV now. Should be fun.
So I wonder what the rule is for SAG. Like, for all the actors that host game shows and shit like that.
Right.
Like, if the actors are striking, isn't that – I mean, that's still –
there's no acting or writing involved. You're hosting.
I don't know. I think it's the same kind of paycheck.
I think it is. It's just one of those weird gray areas that the union allows you to still make a paycheck.
Huh.
I mean, on some level, I feel like they might not be writing on a game show, but someone is telling, well, I want to say Bob Barker, but no one's telling him shit anymore, I guess. Someone's telling David Spade, because he's, you know, hosting a new show. I don't know if you saw David Spade's hosting some celebrity type show. You know, say this. I know they're not writing it, I guess, but you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be – that's a weird fine line between
– I don't know, man.
I mean, he's not coming out and doing a monologue, you know what I mean? So he's just – but I would assume he's reading off of a cue card on some level that someone wrote
down. Right, that's
got
to be – I don't –
welcome, like, to Game. I don't know what it is. Welcome, you know. I don't know.
I wonder, do we start seeing game shows and reality TV, but, like, game shows that aren't hosted by actors? Because that's, like, in the past when this shit's happened, it's been all game shows and reality TV, but that's when it's only been a writer's strike. The actors have never struck.
Sure.
So, like, it doesn't...
Yeah.
It wouldn't impact them, but now
I
that
think the majority of the people
the
we're going to see
striking,
doing that
I think,
are both. You know what I mean? Like, so many especially comedians, are actors and writers. Like, they're just, sure, it's just what they do. You know, you're, I go back to Spade again, but the David Spades and the Seth Rogans and all those people are obviously right for themselves.
Right.
And other people are. But the game show stuff and even the reality show stuff, it's fucking scripted. So I don't know how you can say there aren't writers for reality shows.
Yeah, but like the reality shows are only scripted in as much as like a producer creates
who's gonna win. And wrestling is scripted.
Well, it's like a producer creates like a contrived situation, sure, that people like.
Sure.
A producer is like, hey, this guy's an asshole. Let's get him drunk and see what happens. I don't think it's as much like, hey, say this, as much as it's like, ooh, I think this is a situation that will cause some mayhem.
Then we take Steve to the bar and, yeah, okay, fair enough.
So, yeah, I can't imagine that's a writer as much as it's just a producer. Like, yep, this is an actionable position we can put this impressionable young man in.
True. And everybody on a reality show wants to be an actor anyway, so it's just, that's why they're there.
Yeah.
Oh, am I fucking boring you?
Yeah, a little
Jesus,
bit.
I guess we'll wrap this shit
up. All this talk of writers and actors. No, I'm
striking.
Been sleeping for shit,
striking,
man.
Yeah.
I'm a tired old man.
I get it.
I had to work late last night.
You look it.
I know. Believe me. I fucking know.
I honestly don't have much else unless you got something.
Well, here's the question.
Okay, whatever, yeah.
What do we see in the last 2 weeks of Ahsoka?
Oh, Lord. I think it's going to be kind of a bummer ending. I really do.
Yeah, baby.
With a big announcement that, you know, Ahsoka will return in season 4 of Mandalorian type thing or something along those lines.
Give me an Empire Strikes Back ending. That's all I've been wanting.
Yeah.
I want all of our people stranded.
I don't know if we get a full
stranded,
but I think we definitely get Thrawn back.
Oh, for sure.
And shit starts to go south. So, yeah, I think, and we all know nothing good is in the south. It's not true. I don't know why I said that.
How does Ezra handle finding out that Sabine just undid his
everything he
5 years
did
of exile?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just like,
I don't think he's a fan.
Like, at what point does she say, well,
right.
The only way I got here was to undo what you did, and now we got
to
go back and fight a war again
right
over it?
Right, right.
I hope you had fun with your Koopas.
Yeah, no shit. are those, like, snail people or just carrying rocks on their back? They're snails,
I
right?
I think they're snail people.
Okay. I thought so, too, but...
Got a little hermit crab in them.
Yeah, okay. All good. I don't know. I mean, I think he's obviously not going to be happy about it. I don't know if he full-on loses his shit. That'd be fun to see, too.
I mean, is it just that he's been stranded for so long that he just wants a piece of Sabine so badly that he's like, oh, it's fine. Whatever.
We've been told multiple times that it's like she's like a sister to him, so I don't know. But then again, it's Star Wars, and they, you know,
right,
your sister kisser. So
yeah, it's an entire franchise founded on sister kissing. Okay,
that's the only reason all these people are such fans of it. They're waiting for more incest down the road.
Why do you think it sells so well in the South?
That's right, because nothing good comes out of the South.
The South is really taking a beating right now. Really catching some strays from two fat guys in the Midwest.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, we're just pissed about Guns N' Roses. So I'm going to shit on Mississippi for a while or something.
Really?
Guns N' Roses are probably playing Mississippi later, you know.
They're in Birmingham tonight.
Yeah, no shit. That's funny.
They're opening it up with a fuck St. Louis chant.
Probably. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Because obviously they're thinking about us.
Totally. Can't get it out of his head.
It's certainly important.
Yep. yeah, I not only that, but we really don't know not the meaning, but like the overarching purpose of Ahsoka the White.
Yeah.
Like when you're back like that, there has to be a reason.
I think it's more a symbolic statement of like,
so she just had those clothes handy.
Yep.
Is that why, like, in
episode... She just finally did her laundry.
Episode 2, they showed us her going in there to change for a minute. Like, is Ahsoka taking a shit while Saben's, like, getting the chairs ready over here?
No, I think she just finally did her laundry.
Okay, okay.
No, I think...
Ancient Chinese secret. So no one's going to know that throwback reference, that commercial from the 80s.
My only critique of the early episodes were just that, like, Ahsoka seemed so fucking dour. And I think the white is just a symbolic, like, hey, now she's back as the Ahsoka you all know and love. She's let go of her baggage a little bit.
Okay.
You know, she did some ayahuasca.
Right.
She's on a spiritual journey now.
Yep. Yep.
And she's back.
Yep.
And she's feeling good.
I'm good with that. That works for me. I think, do they reference that at all or just leave it? Is it just now she's wearing the whites?
I think they leave it.
Okay. I mean, I'm okay. I'm just, you know, I thought maybe they'd have some type of, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know the meaning. I know the meaning. It's kind of a reborn whatever, but it's like.
I don't think we get explanations for shit because I think we still have, like, everything's coming to a head in the Filoni movie.
Yeah.
We know we have at least one more season of Mando.
Right.
Before that movie.
Right.
We have probably a second season of Ahsoka. We have Skeleton Crew.
Yep.
We have Acolyte, which is a different time frame, but I think is going to play with whatever this ancient power that Baylan Skoll was after. Yes. I think we're going to hear more about that in Acolyte. So, like, all of these things are coming together that can slowly dole out explanations. I don't think we get shit.
All right.
In the next two episodes.
I'm okay with that. I don't need to be, I don't need answers. I'm just,
I think we get this week, Ahsoka arrives on Peridia. I think we get a showdown with Baylan and Shin versus Ezra, Ahsoka, and Sabine. I think Thrawn and the Night Sisters and Morgan Elsbeth peace out.
Yeah. All the Night Sisters leave, you think? You think they all leave? Okay.
I think they're scared of something, man. They want off that rock.
Something stirs.
There's something. Yeah. There's something there that they're not liking.
Pockets from emptying.
There's something iffy around there.
I agree. There's a reason it looks dead, and there's a space whale carcass everywhere.
Right. Well, and that's Baylan wants to be there for a reason, man.
Agreed. Yep.
And I want to find out what that reason is.
Do we get? Does he check out? Do we know that he officially dies?
I don't know.
Yeah. That last episode, he was so good in, too.
He's so
it's a bummer. It's a real bummer.
I wonder if that character doesn't die in this season, if they recast or if they create a way to write him out. I would hope they recast.
Sure. I could see or doing something.
I think it's a daunting task because Ray Stevenson is fucking crushed.
Whatever's calling to him, you know, it could call to him and disfigure or injure him or something along those lines, you know, a little Palpatine-esque type, whatever. Or if he just becomes zombie version of himself, he could look different. I mean, who knows? Who knows? It's I go back and forth because I'm like, I don't want to disrespect the character or that actor at all, but that's such a good character.
Right.
I hate to lose that character at this point.
No, I 100% agree.
But also with all the, you know, Old Republic stuff and things like that, you know, I think we're going to get some cool old-ass Jedi stuff soon enough to where...
Yeah.
He just stands out because he's kind of the...
He feels like a knight.
Totally, totally.
He puts the knight in Jedi Knight.
100%, 100%.
And I like that. I do think there's an outside chance that Shin straight up turns on him and kills him.
I could see that too, yeah. 100%.
Because she's had that wandering side eye this whole time.
The whole time, yeah.
And she's got a real craziness about her.
Right.
It makes me think, like, yeah, you might stab your dad.
She didn't seem to like it when he was like, they were trained as Jedi, but you're something different. Like, she seemed to kind of, not like, get pissed.
Yeah, she
gave
like, bitch, fuck you.
What the fuck we've been doing this whole time?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, yeah. But we'll see. Who knows? Maybe we'll get no answers.
Or we'll just be wrong again.
Yep. Either way, we're going to do this again. So it really doesn't matter to me.
Tune in next week for Brandon and John Don't Know What They're Talking About.
That's a good podcast. Then we could definitely tackle the St. Louis issue. That's the podcast we fix things on.
Ah.
That's it right there. Yep. We'll just do like tutorials on plumbing and electrical work. Don't know what we're doing.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, everything here is broken. Nothing works. No.
Especially not me.
That's right. And we're not changing that today, folks. So, Dust Till Dawn's almost over. Sweet George Clooney tattoo reveal. I think it's about time for us to walk out.
Yep, we got to open this door in 4 minutes anyway.
That's right. Thanks, guys.
See you next week.